Hey, this is Bradley Weber. I'm one of the pastors on staff here at Forward Church. Listen, I'm so glad you tuned in to today's podcast. I hope it challenges you and inspires you to go after God and be all that God's called you to be. Enjoy today's message.
Years ago, there was an individual that walked up to the platform, and there was a note up there, and it said, "Kiss." Many of you know, and that did not mean it was time to kiss the bride or whatever. In those days, it meant keep it short, and you may fill in the last one. Stupid, but we won't classify that for this morning, all right? But I do want you to go with me to God's Word, Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 29. I want you to connect. One of the things that we're not doing very well in education, and long after December, when God gives us new opportunities, I want to be able to be away from the environment so I can speak clearer. We're not doing a great job in our schools because we're not connecting the dots. We've left social skills and foundational skills so that we can trace and run hard after academic goals. But ladies and gentlemen, when those students graduate from high school, if they don't have the basics, their GPA is not going to count for a job. That was nice information right there. So when we don't teach our young people social skills, work ethics, and we don't show them what it's going to take to build a life, and all they can remember is I had a good GPA, that doesn't count and it doesn't matter. Amen. And you're in education? Yes, I am. For many, many years. I believe there should be a balance between, this is going to connect now, Romans chapter 8, between academics and the ability to have social skills. Now watch this. There has to be an understanding, we're going to connect the dots, between hearing Calvary covers, that was last Sunday, and you sang about that this morning, and then letting go. What you understand intellectually can be a world of difference between how you actually demonstrate that. I had an individual come up to me the other day and they said, "Wow, I heard some things about you. Is it true?" It was actually at the district office. I said, "It depends what you heard." How many know that not everything you hear is true? This morning we're going to talk about trust. If what you hear is not based on truth, don't trust it. Romans chapter 8, that was a good statement. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 29. Listen closely. And the title of the message is "Let Go." And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God. See, a lot of people like to say everything works good for everybody. That's not what the Word says. The Word of God says, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. Wow. That's huge. That's major. Yesterday when I was at Lancaster, I'm dealing with men who are close to getting out. And they said to me, "We don't know what it's going to be like when we get out." Stay with me, please. Many people, when they walk out from a service, they do not know what they're going to face in the upcoming week. And if you don't know how to let go, that's a sign that you do not trust. And I want to encourage young people, stay out of any relationship where trust is not foundational. I did a major project entitled "Sexual Improprieties in Higher Education." Stay with me, please. If you go on to college and you have professors who are doing and saying things they should not say, distance yourself quickly. Would you like for me to give you some information on Division I schools that are dealing with sexual improprieties in higher education? This nation, when it was built on the Constitution, was built on trust because God was in the picture. We are now living in a society where God is not in the picture in many lives, and number two, much of what is being developed is without trust. Let me talk to the young people again. Why would you go out with someone you do not trust? Why would you put things out on Facebook when you know it wasn't the truth? And who are you trusting when they read that? We are making ourselves more and more vulnerable to a world that was not built on trust. Only the body of Christ in the kingdom is built on trust. Come on, church. So this morning, when we hear the term Calvary Covers, then we must be willing to let go. And I don't think that he's here this morning. And I had conversation this week with Corey and Dylan Hilliard. And the decision had to be made that their father was going to pass from this life to eternal life. And they had to make a decision to let him go. Are you here this morning? You can always tell young people if you're in a wrong relationship when there's manipulation and control going on. There's no trust. Thank you. There's no trust underneath. Guard yourself around those who you know are not telling you the truth. This morning, it's going to be short and sweet. There's actually about 8 to 10 passages that we're going to look at, but I'm going to break it down and just give 4 so I can come back next week, because it's very difficult for people to let go. Come on, church. We are reluctant to let go. Okay, so I want to finish that illustration. The individual met me there at the district office and he said, "So I've heard that this is your last year in the schools and your last year at Forward Church." He said, "You are one of very few ministers of the gospel that know how to let go. There are pastors who will absolutely, listen closely, who absolutely will say, these are my people, this is my church." Pastor Walter Brashear came to my attention when he reminded me, nobody in here died for anybody. Jesus Christ died for all of us. This is his church. The sooner you can let go, the stronger you will be in whatever you're facing, ladies and gentlemen. See, it's nice to be able to sing Calvary Covers, and that is a correct statement, and it's also a correct song. But listen, now I have to make sure that my dots are lined up and connected, and I'm willing to let go. Come on now. Listen, if God gives you the opportunity to have another marriage because the first one totally fell apart, you got to let go of all of that. You can't bring that forward. Come on now. Come on now. Come on, church. Come on, church. In all the years of counseling, I've tried to encourage people, if God's given you a second chance, go ahead and leave everything in the baggage claim and start clean. Start fresh. Let go. Let go. So this morning, we're going to look into God's word and see what it really means to let go. You may want to jot this down. Those who love God, trust God. And those who trust God, love God. Let me say it again. I know it may sound confusing. Those who love God, trust God. And those who trust God, love God. This morning, we're going to look at the importance of letting go. Letting go of your past, letting go of situations, letting go of friends that really are not your friends, letting go of maybe last semester that wasn't really good, but you've got a new semester, you can work a lot more diligent in a particular course, and it can bring forth good results. You've got to learn to let go. Come on, church. I want to say it one more time. Those who love God, trust God. So let me tell you how that works for me since I've been around a little while. When I hear people say, I love God, I watch to see if they trust God. That's my job as a shepherd, as a pastor. Listen, if the enemy can take you to hell, he'll even say, I love God. Because he is the master of deception. Hello? People will tell you on the front end, I'm trustworthy, but you must watch them throughout the journey. That will tell you everything you need to know. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus said you will know them by their fruit. Come on, church. This morning I'm talking about trust. Can you imagine what our campuses would look like? Can you imagine how Parkland could have been different if those who knew, by the way, I've got a lot of information about that, those who knew who that individual was, if they would have done what they should have done, those lives would not have been lost. Trust. Listen. Trust is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. That is a definition. Beside that, I put God the Father. Listen, before you trust others, trust God. Why? Because you sang Calvary covers it all. Come on, church. Come on, church. I want you to gather this. I want you to be more cognizant. I want you to be more discerning so that you will recognize, no. What they're saying and what they're doing is no match. I asked Joshua, and I hope I don't have any Ram fans here today. And it was, for me, it was one of the boringest Super Bowls ever. Sorry, Patriot fans. And I asked Joshua a question. I said, what in the world happened to the Rams' offense? And he just kind of sat there like, I'm not going to say because you already have an idea. Thank you, Josh. I said, the Patriots' defense and their game plan demolished their offense. The enemy is strategically planning to destroy your future unless you're willing to do what I said to an individual yesterday at breakfast. You must understand that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God's word says he will raise up a standard against him. The enemy is playing against you, for you. Did you get that? The enemy is playing against you, for you, to destroy you. And he will put people in your life who it would appear that you can trust. But listen, God asks you to trust him before you trust them. And see, I'm not talking about this congregation. I'm talking about those individuals in your world. So now if you have your Bibles, or you can look on the screen, because I want you to understand that ultimately you must have trust in the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. And does this come down the line? Of course. Young people, you should date someone who trusts in the Lord. Don't let them tell you, let them show you. Wow, I thought that'd be a standing ovation for the truth, not for me. For the truth. Joshua and I had a discussion the other night, and I won't go into detail, but the next day we were riding to Gainesville together, and he said, Dad, I have to admit, you were right. I stopped him. I said, I'm not even interested in being right. I want you to know the principles are right. Now, do you see how far we are off in our society? People want to be right, even if the principles aren't right. The principles will always be right. I don't mean administrators. I'm talking the principles of God's word will always be right. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you played softball. Some of you played baseball. It's easy to hit a fastball. It's tough hitting a curveball. And people will throw you curveballs all day long if that's what you need to hear. Come on now. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord sometimes. Trust in the Lord with part of your heart. But never forget to lean on your own understanding. That's not what the word says. Here's what the word says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. and lean not on your own understanding. God's after your heart before your head. Come on now. In education, whatever level you choose to go to, people will let you know where they're coming from academically. Hello? God's interested in where you're going from here, your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And check this out. I mean, this makes me cringe. And lean not on your own understanding. What are we taught to do? Trust your instincts. Lean on what you've been taught. No, the Bible says, trust in the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to go deep this morning with these verses, but I really want to encourage young people and adults, put your trust in the Lord, because Calvary covers it all. Okay, Pastor, how in the world can I show myself that I'm trusting in the Lord? Because you're no longer leaning. What have I to gain? What have I to lose? Leaning on the everlasting. And where did all that go? When I'm in some of my greatest moments where I don't want to trust in the Lord, are you paying attention? I would call you out in class, and I would do it in the house of the Lord. Why? Because the enemy is attacking our young people. He's attacking everyone, anyone, pastors, laymen. It doesn't matter. And he doesn't want you to get this. He doesn't want you to let go. Wonder we have so much in youth mental health first aid. Because we're trying to carry everything. And Jesus is saying, if you'll let it go, it's all covered. But you got to trust me. You got to trust me. How do I do that? Stop leaning on everything you've learned. Trust in the Lord. Dwight L. Moody put it this way. Let God have your life. He can do more with it than you can. And we want to debate that. We want to go, not so much. I don't think so. Let me say it again. Let God have your life. He can do more with it than you can. So I said to the men, as well as myself, I said, the next time I come, gentlemen, to Lancaster, you have some assignments to do, and so do I. Let's take a break. I'm going to do one more verse, and it doesn't matter. I'd rather have you walk out of here going, I know exactly what he was talking about. I got to let go. And the only way I know that I'm letting go is I'm putting my trust in the Lord. Not my bank account, not my resume, not my friends, not anything. I am trusting in the Lord. Can I talk to you? Stand up. I'm connected. I have a relationship with this gentleman. That's cool. His name was Abraham. Abraham, not Lincoln, way back there in the Old Testament. Okay, you're cool. You're cool. Ready? He was ready to kill his son for God until he heard the voice of the Lord. That's deep trust. Okay? That's deep trust. But you're not going to be standing alone. Stand still. You'd look a lot better if you didn't have that NBA thing on there. What about Ohio State? Would it look all right right there? Keep standing. Let me go back over that quote and see if anybody else wants to stand with him. And then if you don't want to remain standing, I'll let you sit down. But you got to keep standing for a moment. Listen, you've got to be able to have, listen closely. Build a rapport before you develop a relationship. Now you can move mountains together. Listen, I'm going to ask a question in just a moment. Dwight L. Moody said, let God have your life. He can do more with it than you can. How many are willing as of today to stand and say, God, you can have my life? You can sit down if you want, or you can remain standing. Oh, look, you know, How many want God to say, hey, you can have my life? Now watch this. Can I come down here for a second? Because young people, you know, their culture, they can handle this a lot easier. You know what that means? Boys don't have access to you. That's what that means. And when they start reaching to start touching, and they might catch an angel too, because the angels of the Lord will protect what's been given to him. Did that make sense? Because this is what Brittany says all the time. My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You were made for God, not for a man first. Let's give the Lord praise in the house. As you're seated, turn to somebody and say, today I'm beginning. Turn to someone and say, today I'm beginning to trust in the Lord. There you go. Ready? I'm going to give you one more verse and then I want to stop this morning because I want you to walk out of here going, man, when Calvary covers everything, I got to learn to let go. Got to let go of disagreements. Got to let go of arguments. You got to let go. Just let go. Let it go. And I want to show you how powerful that truth is. The moment people find out that you've let go, man, they're going to start bringing up junk to see if you let that go. I'm just telling you about human nature, ladies and gentlemen. So now I would like for you to say to yourself, I'm letting go. I was sitting at Regent University a long time ago, and there was an issue going on in my heart and in my mind. And all of a sudden, the Lord used, I mentioned this years ago out at the little country church, and the Holy Spirit used the Beatles. Oh, I know you're freaking out right now. I know. And he brought up this song, Let It Be. So I Googled and started listening and started laughing. And I could almost hear him go, gotcha. Gotcha. How will I know that I've let go? Because you're willing to let it be. Just let it be. It won't keep stinking unless you keep stirring. Talk to Robin. Her grandfather has some great quotes about that. Let's go back to Corey Hilliard. So I'm talking to him on the phone, and when he told me what they had to do, and they had to make the decision. The doctors waited on the boys to make the decision about their dad. Keep him plugged up or pull the plug. And he said, we had to make that decision that we need to let dad go on. And I said to him, are you okay? And he said, I'm okay. He said, Coach, I'm okay. I know where he is, and we were done with all of the suffering. I'm not talking about death now. Stay with me. If you're tired of suffering, if you're tired, just let it go. Let it go. And don't run down the halls tomorrow or wherever you're going to work or wherever you shop and bring it back up. Drop it. Because what does the cross do? It covers everything. Let it go. Come on, church. One more verse. Yes. Yes. So we looked at Proverbs 3:5. And what does trust mean? It means I'm not leaning any longer. Last one, Proverbs 62, verse 8. I'll come back next week, the Lord willing, to continue on let it go. Let it go. Psalm 62, verse 8. Listen, trust in him sometimes. No. Trust in him at all times, you people. Now, how in the world, just stick with God's word, and it's right there for you. How will you know that you're doing it all the time? Because you're constantly pouring it out to him, not others. I know I just wrecked social media. I just wrecked it. What God wants, he wants you to pour it out to him before you pour it out to them. Because they don't have your best interest at heart anyway. Think about that. He does. Whose image were you made in? Yes. Nice answer. You're okay. You're going, this is really weird. No? Okay. That's fine. Bother me. You wanted an A in class, didn't you? You just blew an A. Just went off the board. I'm messing with you. You're okay. You're fine. I want you to feel comfortable. Do people have your best interest? Sometimes, but not all the time. Can I break this down for you? Really? This is cool. It's cool, isn't it? Yeah, it is. Stay with me. There were only two left at the cross when Jesus was hanging. John, the beloved, and his mother. All the other disciples hit the road, Jack. Self-preservation shows you where their trust is. There may be some people in your lives right now, ladies, that you need to stop talking to. Because they're going to use that against you. And that really sets a flame in the hearts of people when you won't give them any more garbage. Can I talk to you? One of the men from Tampa said to me, Coach, you know what's the most difficult thing to do here at Lancaster? I said, no, I'm not here. He said, lining up and going to the chow. I said, why? He said, because you got garbage in front and you got garbage behind, and sometimes I just want to put my fingers in my ears because I'm so tired of the garbage. Why did I bring that up? Because garbage impacts trust. Garbage impacts trust. And the enemy, listen, the enemy does not want you trusting in the Lord. I'm trying to tell you, it's very important for you to put your trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. We're at 62:8. Stay with me, please. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to Him. Because man is your refuge. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not your refuge. This ministry isn't your refuge. God is your refuge. And a very present help in the time of trouble. That's scripture. Listen, when you know that He's your refuge, you put your trust in Him. You put your trust in Him. How many know that everybody in this room has got to let go? Because we're all going to pass from this life to eternal life. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, you need to come to Christ. He would not let go. He's nailed up on the cross left of Jesus, and He was inches away from eternal life, but He wouldn't let go. Can you imagine being that close to Jesus and step out into eternity, never to have the opportunity to have life again because He wouldn't let go? This morning, every one of us have got to let go eventually. You don't know when your time is. It could be tonight. It could be tomorrow. It could be years from now. But you're going to have to let go. Your inner man, the spirit, the real you on the inside is going to leave this temple, this little thing, or this great thing, however you want to look at it. But you're going to have to let go. So let's start the process today. Let it go. Say with me, let it go, because I am going to trust in the Lord. All right, you all ready? Little background, I'm done. I said, no, I don't want to really share this. You ever been mad at somebody? You're going to be like, heck no, I'm perfect. I've never, that was great. That was beautiful. I would love to go back to the classroom. We'd have a great time. Because if I couldn't get you talking on Monday, I'd have you by Tuesday. I would. I'd have you talking and just having a good time. Believe me? No? That's why I want to be a teacher. It'd be so much fun. Has the Lord ever spoken to you? Has He? What'd you do? I don't want the details. Did you listen? That's a sign of trust. Are y'all, the message is done. A sign of trust is that you're listening first to Him. Let's listen to Him. Who made you? Who loves you? Can you trust Him? He died for you. And everything you will ever do that's wrong is already covered. Think you should trust Him? Are you going to? With everything you got? Long after today? Has He ever spoken to you? Have you ever missed it? Don't lie. Maybe. Holy smokes, I have. What you doing sitting there like, no, seldom. What? When he talks to you, do you always listen? Not always. No, you're not alone. Everybody else in here is going to tell the truth. Because truth, if they want this nugget, truth leads to deeper trust. Truth leads to deeper trust. And guess what we're avoiding today in our country? Truth. Somebody said to me the other day, you know what life's all about? I said, no. Tell people what they want to hear, even if it's a lie. I went, you've got to be kidding me. I said, I'd rather have you not even talk to me than to give me a lie. You ever buy fruit? You like good fruit or bad fruit? Have you ever gotten a hold of some bad fruit? Do you ever take it back? You throw it away. Did you pay for it? Take it back. Get your money back. It don't matter. Man, this is terrible. I want my money back. Throw it in the trash. I want my money back. They can throw it in the trash, right? Would you agree? Okay, I'll just check it. Guess what? Nobody was there last night. I hope this. I wanted my money back last night. I had to go to the gala. They brought out this meat. It looked like your shoes. It looked like your shoes. Where are you, Rob? She can testify. He's telling the truth. And she sat there forever. She being my wife. And she said, you need to try it. You need to try it. Come on, try it. And I took a knife. I almost broke the stupid knife trying to cut that thing. I was listening. I thought, man, about any moment they're going to start. Want to hear the end of the story? I didn't take one bite out of that. And that thing was that big. I want my money back. Well, since I can't get my money back, guess what I did? What? No, I didn't throw it away. Why? That was, you know how much money I paid? Ask me after service, I'll tell you. Oh my word, it was crazy. Now you got to understand, it was really fancy. Everybody was all dressed up. Really, you know, all that stuff. My wife said, no, you don't. Don't you dare. I said, dare? Yes, I am going to do it. What do you think I did? I didn't take it back. I couldn't get my money back. You know what I did? I took the gala documents. And when nobody was looking, I just took that big old heifer, stuck it right down in there. And she said, no, you didn't. I said, they'll never even know. I'll just carry it out like it's my gala. Guess who's got prime rib at the house today? Right back there he is. Because that's the way he likes it. He likes it raw. And something even better than that, if he doesn't want it, there's a goofy dog out there. I'll even give it to the dog. Why? Because, you know what? Just because it's palatable for us. Please listen, we're done. Just because it's palatable for others, it doesn't mean it's palatable for you. Just because others are smoking and drinking and doing all kind of crazy things, that doesn't mean it's palatable for you. Your trust level is much higher. Why would you go down when you've come up? Dude, you know I worked with you last year. I want you to stay focused with me for a moment. Like, well, man, you're just like you were when you were in Focus Center, straight up. When you're starting to come up, why would you want to go back down? When you begin to build trust, why would you let people who are not trustworthy start bringing you down? Find people who are trustworthy and listen to them. Well, Jonathan, after you change your shoes, I'll watch where your feet go. But until you change those shoes, you got red meat everywhere, dude. No. Now, what is he talking about? Like, has he lost his mind this morning? Not Jonathan, me. No. Watch how people walk. They will tell you how they live. This is what Jesus did. After taking care of the masses and the multitude, and there were 12 baskets left over, you know what he did? He snuck off to be by himself. To be alone with who? The Father. Everything comes down to you and Father. Now watch this. See, if I could just be in a different arena than church, I would use a term and all of you would light right back up with me. But maybe your real daddy wasn't the daddy you needed, and all of a sudden you think God's the way your daddy is. That's not true. All you got to do is get in the book, and the book will show you. He put it all on the line. Raise your hand. Act like you got a knife in it. You're not carrying one to school. God basically did this to Abraham and said, no, don't take your son. Look in the thicket. There's a lamb right there. It was a picture of God going to give his son so you and I could have eternal life. Today, start trusting him. Wherever you are today, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'll save that story for next week. Wherever you are today in your relationship with Jesus Christ, would you be willing to just say, I'm going to go a little bit higher. Now, before you stand, this is not an altar time. Before you stand, remember, to go higher, you got to let go. You got to let go. Especially if you've got weights on, there's no way you're going to take that next step up with all kind of weights. In fact, the Bible talks about getting rid of all of that. Come on, church. If you're ready to go from where you are to where he wants you to be, that would be your heavenly Father, and you're ready to take that next step up, I want you to think about something you need to let go of. Is there an athlete in here, a basketball player? I know it couldn't be Florida State. They're struggling. I'm messing with you. You know that, Robbie. I mean, I've known you since dirt. Come here, dude. I'm playing with you, man. To your favor. You like basketball? Do you play competitive basketball? Street ball. Ooh, baby. When you play competitive basketball, do you know how to leave the street ball alone so you can play competitive ball? Because they're not the same, are they? Have you ever lost? You've lost three games so far. The next time you get on the court, do you think about those three losses?
No, sir.
Say it again. Give him a round of applause. He just got an A. Because if you're thinking about those three losses, guess what? I can tell you your next game is going to be four losses, right? You got to let those losses go, right? So that you can absolutely be ready for the next game, right? Do you like to shoot? That's a made up. Are you kidding me? Who doesn't want to shoot the basketball? You like to shoot? Okay, but you like to shoot. Okay. Can I tell you something? You ready? I want you to think about your next shot, not your last shot. I want you to think, the next time you play, I want you to think about your next shot, not your last shot. Does that make sense? Give him a big round of applause. I'll explain it. We're done. Good job. Thank you. That's what God's asking is. We see, you're probably thinking, that's nothing but sports. Oh, no, it's not. Maybe yesterday was a very bad day for you. Maybe it wasn't the way you wanted it to go. You can't think about Saturday on Sunday. You can't think about Monday today. You got to be in the now. You got to be in the present. You got to think about the shot that's in front of you. And you know what the shot is? I need for you to let, this is what the Father is saying. I need for you to let go and step up to the next level. Who's ready?
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue His purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.